Hey, Live It Up fam, welcome back to another episode on our Live It Up journey. This is another week and we're starting off very hard and strong. As I said, this is the second half of the year and we're about to end the year in a couple of months, and I'm happy and somehow sad, but I'm still happy that we've come this far. And I hope that you guys have learned a lot from our previous episodes and all. Well, the first idea I had was I did not want to have an episode, but rather like bring on board every episode I've done since the beginning, just for this week, so every day would have one. But then again, I went on my Instagram and I was listening to Brianna Aponte. I don't know if I'm saying her name well. You guys should check her out. She's got a podcast with her husband and it's really it's got worth the wait. It's really inspiring, and I realized, you know what, let me come share about this particular topic, because we're here talking about success. Yes, you're here talking about we need to grow and stuff like that, and how we're gonna grow if we don't know what we're doing. So today we're talking about goal setting. You know, in the beginning of every year, everyone has this New Year's resolution that they make, and most of the time we can't even attain not even half of it, not even one of it. We end up just forgetting everything by the third or fourth, the quarter of the year. But here's my thing about goal setting. According to what Brianna said, was that when you're setting up your goals, do you set up these goals based on what your happiness is? Well, she was talking in context of goal setting in a relationship, but let me talk about the individual before we go into relationship. So goal setting as an individual, when you set up your goals, do you set them up based on what you personally want, or it's based on what your family has taught you to want, or based on what you've seen on social media or what your friends have? You know, when you set your goals, what exactly do you plan to achieve or attain? What's the definition of success to you? These questions should just come to your mind, and you like, it should make you think deep. This is like food for thoughts kind of questions, and you should be at a point in your time, in your life rather, where you see that my goals are not influenced by my friends, it's not influenced by my circumstances, my environment, or anything. It's rather what I want. These are personal goals I've sat down to think through that I want. It's not, I don't want to be a doctor because everyone in my family is a doctor. I don't want to be an engineer because engineering is a thing in my family, but it's something you want to do. You get definition of success. Success doesn't necessarily need to mean you're wealthy and you're stinky rich. Success is just you being happy in the space you found yourself and being content with it. So with the goals that you've set, are you content with the goals? Most of the time we can't even attain our resolutions or our goals because we end up raising the bar extremely high and bringing up goals that we personally know we aren't happy about. I know growing up I used to have the goal medicine or nothing else, and when I grew up and finally moved to Ghana, I applied to universities and was given biomedical engineering. At first I thought, oh my gosh, what's this? This is not the medicine I want. Ever since I finished school in 2013, at a really young age by the way, I've been wanting to do medicine. Not that I didn't pass, I got really good grades, but not good enough to get into med school. So I kept writing and rewriting exams, and these exams kept breaking me, all because I set the goal to be a medical doctor. Now, fast forward to 2016 when I started biomedical engineering. I started with a diploma. So I did this diploma and I noticed, whoa, first 2 years you get to experience the medical side of the engineering. And I was like, yo, if I did medicine, I don't think I would have pulled through because I'm not cut out for medicine. It seemed easy, and it's easier said than done, but on a real, I'm not really cut out for this. I struggled having to keep staphylococcus, streptococcus, vibrocholerae, you know, all these things into my head. Imagine if I had to do this for the entire 7 years. And it's nice to learn and all that kind of stuff, but if you're going to quiz me on it, I feel like I'm gonna break down. So set your goals based on what you personally want. In my family, if you're a medical doctor, that's like a very like a high prestigious thing in my family, because we've got a number of people doing medicine or in the medical field. And I thought, oh, if you do it, you have a high social status in the family. But then again, you can still be successful even if you're not a medical doctor. You can be successful even if you're a teacher. Maybe you go into a lecture, you become a professor. You can be successful if you were an automotive engineer. You can be successful if you did secretaryship, if you did marketing, you did something that people deem as not important, even if you did catering or food science. Like, it's all up to you and what you make of what you love and what you want to do when you're setting your goals. So if you know maybe yours is to be a TV presenter, is to be a radio presenter, is to be in comedy, is to be a nurse, is to be, you know, so many other things, go for it. Do it because you want to. Most of the times, I don't know, I see in our societies here in Africa, it's much more. I haven't lived outside Africa, but I feel like parents usually have this thing where they lord over their children to be things they probably want to do or what they see the society respects, instead of listening to what your child wants. You're setting goals for your child, not for your society. You're setting goals for yourself, not for your society. What is the essence of having a job that you're not happy at, but you maintain it because everyone sees it as you're being respected? You get it. So that is just on the individual. When you talk about goal setting when it comes to relationships, many of the times, if I talk about this, everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, Lojay, you love relationships. Well, not I love relationships, but relationships is just all around us. I mean, relationship is beautiful if you try and like make it work. And here's one thing I've noticed about Karen's relationship mode. It's like most of us are into the fun. We all like what it looks like on the outside, but we are not ready to put in the work. Now let's talk about goal setting when you're in a relationship. I know a couple of guys, when you start dating them and you start bringing up the topic of marriage or long-term relationships, most of them tend to get irritated and go like, yo, we just started dating, can you relax? What's this whole marriage thing? I mean, well, people do date for fun, others court because they want to get married and stuff, others want to study to see if the person is the one they want to get married to. But it all boils down to this: what exactly do you both want? When you're setting goals in a relationship, don't do it based on I'm doing it for him or I'm doing it for her. Set your goals, let each other's views come to a common ground that, okay babe, this is me, Flojay, this is what I'd like the relationship to be like. And then you ask your significant other, your partner, how do you see us moving from here? This is the same thing with relationships, you know, marriage, married relationships, courting, dating and stuff. Where do you see us moving from here? And when you're able to get to a common ground, it helps the relationship move through a fluid flow. You're able to move through the relationship. Yeah, you hit some rocks on the way, but at least there's a clearer understanding to where exactly it is. You know how much to put in the relationship and how much not to put in. So if you guys know your goal is just to have fun with the relationship, you don't really put in so much emotions and have it at the back of your mind that eventually this might, I know not every relationship stands, even those that plan on getting married at some point end up breaking up, but at least with a relationship that does not really have excuse me to use this, an aim or a goal or a future, you guys are just doing it for the fun of it, you tend not to want to put in your maximum effort so that you don't get hurt in it. Especially if you're like me and you're like soft. Yeah, then you guys sit down and get to talk about your goals. You know, that's actually one of the things that helps you build the relationship, getting to know what or where each other's minds is at. It's not about we need to spend time together and all that. When you're spending time, what you guys talk about, you get. Anyway, we're getting so far into all this. Today we're talking about goal setting. I'm so happy that you've made it this far into the podcast. I hope the rest of your week would be an amazing week. So I'll just end it here. We'll talk about this a little later, probably in the coming weeks. But as you know the drill, guys. Follow me up on socials. Let's get interactive. I want y'all to hit my DMs and hey me sometimes. So you can hey me on Instagram. That's at @itsflow_j or on the Live It Up pages. At @liveitup_withflowj. You can like our Facebook page, Live It Up by Flow J. Follow me on Twitter @itsflowj. You know, it's flowj everywhere. You just get it like that, and we can just socialize with that. If you do have any pointers, if you're listening to me on Spotify, do comment in your pointers, your advices, your little comments or your experiences in the comment section, that the question and answer section that Spotify has given us. And let's just move it on from there. Anyway, from your girl Flo J, stay blessed and remember that you need to live it up. I love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. Mwah.